Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Rob. It was an amazing week of Survivor, and we had incredible podcasts with Christian Hubicki and Steven on the Know-It-Alls. Make sure you catch those as well. Plus, The Circle was back this week with an AI contestant. Taryn, Mike Bloom, and Puya broke down the first week of drops from The Circle and on Renap. Who did Sam Moore find for the big guest? Find out on this week's Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
Sasha.
Hi, I'm Kirsten.
And I'm Rob.
Welcome back to Mess Magnets.
We're back, baby.
We made it. Oh my God. I forgot to say this is Mess Magnets. Here we are with an Oops All Anonymous. But Kirsten, what is it actually called?
Welcome back to Oops All Anonymous to Too Anon It, Too Mess.
Oh no.
I can't wait for Oops All Anonymous 3 Tokyo Drift.
Oh,
yeah, careful with the two anon. We don't want people to get the wrong idea.
Oof. Well, thankfully in writing on the episode title, people will be able to see that's not what we mean.
Listen, with all the reality show that was in America this last week, two anon was winning, unfortunately. I have to say.
Oh no.
No lies, okay? But you know, season finale did happen. So here we are. We're back with Rob for an all anonymous episode, and y'all delivered, I have to say. Cuz we have some ridiculous stories for you, Rob. And not only that, I feel like we also, it's a new year, so we are 4, right, Kirsten?
Yes, 4.
4 reviews away from 300.
Wow.
Come on.
Yes. Come on, everyone. We're so close. Just grab a friend's phone. Grab your grandma's phone. We did have a few, like, this is from my grandma's phone ratings. So
we love to see it.
They count the same.
Honestly, they count more to me. If they
in my heart, phone. It counts more. So the point is 4 away. I feel like we can do it.
I thought that we could do it before this recording so we could be like, wow, we have 300. And then Rob would like be proud of us. Mm-hmm. But the messengers didn't deliver.
I'm still proud.
Oh, yeah. We didn't pay him to say it. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God.
But Rob, we're so excited you're back for your favorite part of Mess Magnet.
Yeah, this is a great segment. And I think so fun to be here for. So thank you for having me back for some Oops All Anonymous.
People so loved funny. When you came on last time, so we had to give the people what they wanted for our
give
second.
It to them. They've been good.
Yes, they
exactly.
have.
They've been good. They gave us the mess. They did what they had to do. So
they ordered their shirts. We're making it happen. Okay, look at us. We're on the map, baby. Okay, but also, we have some little admin stuff before we get into it. Harry's book, Spare, is coming out tomorrow.
I guess yesterday once this podcast drops.
Exactly. I was like, we're recording it on Monday, Jan 9th. So it's coming out. We will be delayed in our review of it. Kirsten and I have both pre-ordered the book.
You're going to review the book?
Yes. Oh, yeah. We want the mess. Second, I saw the tweet that said Prince Harry says that William's hair loss is alarming. I was like, okay, I'm pre-ordering.
No, it's Diana leaving him.
He no longer looks like our mother. Mm-hmm. It's alarming.
No, it's bad.
It's bad. It's gonna be messy. So we are both gonna read it and then we're gonna review it. But we will be 1 week delayed because Sasha's going back on tour.
Yes, I have work. Okay, so I'll be gone next week, but we're going to be joined by an equally messy human.
Yeah.
Brian Scally will be
here. Ooh. Yes, if there's gossip, DM him. And so he will be joining me for Mess Magnets next week. And then week after that, we'll talk about Spare.
Yeah, it's all about the Spare on that one. Rob, he did a 60-minute interview yesterday with Anderson Cooper.
I did hear that. Yeah. I didn't get any of the details of it. Personally, like, I have not followed any of this particularly closely. So I'm looking forward to getting all my news on this subject from the Mess Magnets.
Yes. There were a few fights. That's why I think I'm most excited to read the book, because he talked about how William pushed him into a dog bowl.
Yeah. I also saw, did William push him into wearing the Nazi costume also? Did he say that?
Okay, he didn't push him into wearing it, but Harry was choosing between two costumes. Yes. One, a Nazi costume, and one, not a problematic costume. Mm-hmm. And I guess William and Kate thought the Nazi costume was so funny and laughed so hard that it helped him make the decision. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's why KK Kate was trending on Twitter last week.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he completely buried stepmother Camilla.
Yeah.
So in the Anderson Cooper interview, which, listen, I agree, unfortunately. So I can't wait. Anderson Cooper got, you know, Anderson Cooper is a Vanderbilt himself.
Sure.
So let's not like give him too much credit, but it was a good one. I'm excited for it. I'm excited for the book. So just get excited, y'all. And not only that, you don't have to read the book because we got you this time.
We will read it for you.
Yeah. And listen, we don't need to give the royals the money regardless. Harry gets his paycheck. Don't worry. But yes. Yeah. I think that's it. But and anything else, Kirsten, before we get into the mess?
And just if you heard Sasha say you could buy shirts and you don't have the link, robhaswebsite.com/shop, and you can buy your UMess shirt.
Yeah, many colors, many fonts, even different color. Look at us, okay? We're making it.
Okay. Should we get into it?
Ugh, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
So our first anonymous is actually an update from one of the stories we talked about in our first Oops All Anonymous. And this update has been sitting in our form for a really long time, but I've been saving it for this moment. So Rob, you may or may not recall, we did a story last time about a med student who worked in a store and a bunch of people got fired because they talking about management in group chat. But this person didn't get fired because they like groveled and apologized when management had a meeting with them.
Mm-hmm.
So they have sent us an update. Their quick recap was, I'm an Australian med student and I work at it was part of a group chat of myself and seven others. The seven others were all fired after another staff member overheard. And they were talking about one of their managers that they talk about named Kelly, not their real name. So this update came over a month after the initial submission and shit has gone down.
Oh, no.
So three of the people that were fired went to Fair Work to lodge complaints and received settlements for being terminated without just cause.
Oh my God.
The store
only three?
I guess only three of them went to Fair Work, got the settlement. I think only three of them went.
Three went.
The other four should definitely be going. Maybe they have since. We have had this for a while.
Closed mouths don't get fed. Just know this.
So true. So the store manager that brought all the people in to the group chat and was like, who did this? And then fired them all was let go.
Mm-hmm.
And the area manager that was also in those meetings was transferred to a different district.
This is the worst, right? When you just transfer bad behavior instead of actually doing something.
100%.
It's what they did in the Catholic Church, I think.
Oh,
I mean, yes, that is true.
Fired for
it's
real.
Often also done in the armed forces. Anyways, So originally, I guess this company told our messenger that they had to work double the hours and late nights to cover the vacancies from, quote, so many people leaving, even though they clearly fired them. But our messenger stood firm and said no, and they, quote, let it pass, but gave them a final warning. And so now is the ultimate irony.
All right.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks ago, at the time of submission, the horrible manager, Kelly, and a bunch of the other managers started a group chat where they were gossiping about how horrible all the casual staff are. Which, yes, keep in mind, is the very reason seven staff members were fired. One of the managers that our messenger is friends with reported it to the new manager. And now three of the managers have been fired. Wait, for doing the exact same thing.
Do people have a brain cell to rub together?
Mm-hmm. So somehow the horrible Kelly dodged it again because her dad is an area manager in a different district.
But, Nepo baby.
Nepo baby.
Look at
Kelly.
That. Perfect. but at least the hypocrites were fired for exactly what our messenger's friends are doing. So now the store is full of so many new people, 13 in the past month, and our messenger has recruited them all on their side.
Yes, messenger.
And since they have new managers and they hope that everyone can move on, but Kelly still interrupts them when they're talking to customers, gives them death stares from across the aisle, and still... occasional sales go missing when they go to launch their commission at the end of the week, but
yeah,
she's not worth the oxygen.
So can I just ask that, what the issue is, something that was said or the employees are not allowed to have a group chat at this company?
I think gossiping.
I think it's because they were like talking, maybe they were talking shit at work in it. I struggle to understand why having a group chat would be illegal unless they're like trying to union bust, maybe. They think that like the workers talk problem.
Yeah, because it's not illegal, but I'm assuming they were talking shit and they got caught.
That's they were definitely talking shit.
But how embarrassing for you that you keep doing this?
I just love that the managers did it. Like, all of the staff got fired for this, and the managers thought, oh, we can do it. It's fine.
Did they think they were untouchable?
I think they just...
manager. You're replaceable.
I think all the managers thought that they were all on the same side, but then one manager was not on their team.
Mm-hmm. It's probably Kelly. She's the only one that doesn't get fired.
That's what I'm saying.
Kelly can get anyone fired that she wants at any time.
She's the mole.
Yeah, Kelly can get it, first of all. Mm-hmm. Let's be clear.
Oh,
no,
man.
Kelly did it, right? Are we in agreement?
Well, but our messenger said that it's a manager that they were friends with reported it.
Mm-hmm.
So it wouldn't be Kelly, because they don't... Kelly steals their sales.
Back on that person?
Ooh, maybe.
It's like, oh, but you were in the group chat too. You're busted. You're gone.
Yeah, like, why are they okay with talking shit to you? Mm-hmm. That means you're part of the problem.
100%.
Ew, oh my God. This is like such a toxic environment. I can't.
Literally incredibly toxic. And yeah, they do. They're supposed to sell a certain amount in money per day, which is why the sales going missing is a problem.
Yeah.
And there's more drama at the store that will get submitted in the future. And I would love to hear it. This sounds like such a disaster.
Wow. I mean, should our friend leave this store? Sasha, do they need to stand up?
Agree. I do. They have said that they need the money, which I understand. I'm not coming in the way of your bag, but is it worth the bag?
Well, they say that they get $27.50 an hour plus 2% commission. And then if they're selling $20,000 a day, that's like decent. I don't know. I hope that they can find a better spot to make money.
Yeah.
But I also understand that sometimes you have to stay in a bad situation for the cash.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Who am I to judge? But, you know, I think you should stand up. Like,
they definitely deserve better.
Yes. When I worked at Abercrombie, this stuff used to happen all the time where they would like make sure that if you were good with the manager, then you got like good roles at work. Mm-hmm. And if you were like not cool with the manager, you got like the most boring shift. So I had to constantly be in the front and only be like, welcome, it's a nice day today or whatever. I mean, that idiot was me.
Here's the thing, Sasha. That means that you are so hot that you overrode the racism at Abercrombie. Wow. Because I watched the documentary and they were not letting non-white people out of the back.
That's true. I wish I could go to the back. I asked many times and they would not let me. Mm-hmm. It was really sad. So I would just sit there and text the whole time.
Girl, anyway, so cool. She doesn't even care.
Yuck. I wore Aeropostale clothes and I would get in trouble all the time because I'm not paying for Abercrombie. So they would give me the clothes to wear for the day. Like, it was a dire situation.
That's hilarious. They should give you an allowance if you have to wear their clothes.
Correct. In addition to me only working on weekends.
Oh my God.
Anyway, my point is I feel for you and money is hard, but toxic work environments are truly the worst.
The absolute worst. Sasha, do you want to read the next one?
All right, Rob, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Hi, Kirsten, Sasha, and Sesty.
They didn't say Sesty.
They did.
No, they did. I took it out.
Okay. Sure when I said it. It was a surprise for you.
Yes. That was your surprise.
Surprise.
Do you like that? Do you like if someone calls you Sesty?
I don't mind it.
Sounds like zesty.
That's pretty good.
Or bestie.
Bestie. Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess your bestie should call you that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's how this works.
Like your festy, zesty.
Please. Mm-hmm. We leave Big Brother behind.
Sorry.
Anyway, so yes, Kirsten, Sasha, and Sesty, I have a dilemma. How do you give constructive criticism to a friend without sounding like a hater? My friend is a designer. He gave me some clothes to try on, and I think it looks atrocious. But he keeps asking me when I'm going to try it on, and I keep having to say soon, when I mean never. What would y'all do? Would you be brutally honest or continue to support them and hope it gets better? Thanks.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Shouldn't you try it on so they could see how bad it looks?
Yeah, that was my first thought, too. Like, try it on and send them pictures. And then from there, maybe they'll be like, oh, like, it's not fitting how I imagined it would fit. Or I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's just not your style and that's okay, too.
Because sometimes the thing might look okay on a hanger and then you have to see it like on a person and be like, no, that's not right.
And just like sometimes something looks absolutely hideous on the hanger, but you try it on and it works.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the weirdest of them all.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Okay, here's what you do. Okay.
Yes.
And this is a person, you know, there's going to be some collateral damage. All right. But here's what we're doing. Okay. You, the emailer. Okay, the messenger.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to invite your designer friend over and then another innocent party.
Oh,
who is not privy to what's going on. An innocent party is going to naturally react to what you have worn and they not knowing the designer designed it. And then you will have this pure reaction, which you can, I mean, you don't have to be responsible for. Like if somebody like, you know, somebody else is there and is like, oh my God, what is that? That's, are you crazy? This is horrible. Like, oh, you think so? It's not. And then that honest opinion could save you from having to say anything.
Oh,
I love this.
Yeah.
So much. I think this is 100% the right move.
This is why we have Rob, because I would have never thought of this.
Rob is just ready for you to use the people in your life as chess pieces. And I normally would not advise that.
Best player to never win.
Yes. Okay, but now if this is in the sitcom version of this, now the person you invite over, you put on the thing, you're ready to go. And the person's like, oh my God, I love it.
So that's what I was going to ask you. Okay, Rob already thought of it.
Yeah.
I believe that you have to take it a step further And it's a game of house of lies that you have to build because you tell your innocent third party, hey, I don't like this, but I need you to be my fall guy. And innocent third party, please just like be a good friend and be the fall guy. And you tell the designer, hey, I'm bringing in X person and let's just get their normal reaction. I think that's, you have to have a foolproof plan because you don't live in a sitcom.
I think another way that would be funny is if you just meet your designer friend for coffee and you show up in the outfit that they designed and just see how people in the world react to seeing it. Because if it's that bad, there's going to be looks.
How bad could it be? How bad could it be? Can we get a picture?
I would love to know. For us, a picture.
Yeah.
I feel like
we won't share it with anyone.
Maybe it's not that bad.
I'd love to see what this clothes is like.
And I don't know that I would actively want to look bad at a coffee shop. Like, no.
Who cares?
I mean, listen, don't get me wrong. I stay like looking ratchet. Yes, but you know, when you know it looks bad versus you choose to be a bum, two different things.
I guess. I don't know. I just think that those unfiltered reactions from the world at large could be special.
Does your designer friend have other friends that have big up them? That's another question. Mm-hmm. Like, are you the only kind of, or the first rather, person that they're reaching for? Yeah.
But also, like, okay, you have a designer friend. They have some clothes. They want you to try it on. Like, you don't have to wear them. Like, even if it were, like, what's the worst case scenario that this person says, like, oh yeah, here, this is the outfit I designed for you. Do you have to then wear it to like a special occasion?
I don't think so. I mean, no one can make you wear something.
Mm-hmm.
And you can wear it to like their show if they have, but I think that's it.
Yeah, 100%.
That's it.
There's a lot. I don't know about y'all, but do you look at New York Fashion Week fashions? Some of them I'm like, couldn't be me. Even I had that body and the height, couldn't be me.
I mean, that's the whole thing though with like the Devil Wears Prada, when it's like, oh, you think you're above all of this, but that blue sweater is cerulean, and then here's the military jackets and the runway, blah 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 blah. Like the stuff that's that you're gonna see on a runway is not really what you're gonna see people walking around and wearing. It's just the like most severe version of it that will then get diluted down to what everyone is gonna be wearing anyway. So
That's true. That's true. And
Rob definitely knows exactly what I'm talking about.
For sure.
Have you seen Devil Wears Prada, Rob?
I did see it while. Okay. I saw it like when it came out, but I don't remember a lot of the details.
Rob, you need to keep watch Devil Wears Prada.
Mm-hmm. My nerves couldn't take it. They're not allowed.
Would have a meltdown.
I'm saying right now, Rob and Akiva are grounded from watching the Devil Wears Prada.
Okay.
So you have to do it. Right?
No, you're not allowed.
Why? Because you like it so much that we would ruin it?
You would ruin it.
Akiva would ruin it.
Akiva would ruin it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Rob would be into it. Like, I could see Rob.
It's a genuinely good movie.
Yeah.
All you need to remember is that her boyfriend is the real villain.
Yes, he's horrible. Anyway.
Oh my God.
I think you have your answer, or you have our collective mind coming together, messenger. So I'm excited for you, but I think that honesty is the best policy. Just like being kind about it. Like, don't be
honest, but not brutally honest.
Yeah. I think there's a middle ground between brutally honest or continue to support them. And it will get better.
Yeah, people can't improve without constructive criticism.
Mm-hmm.
Except for podcasters, they don't always need constructive criticism.
You can feel free to send me constructive criticism, provided it is on a 5-star review of Mess Magnets.
Mm-hmm.
It's a reading impediment that I have, that if it's below 5 stars, I actually can't read it.
I don't see it. Sorry.
Yeah. So if you're going to be constructive, I'll allow it. Just 5 stars only, baby. Yeah,
exactly.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We have another good mess.
This is wild. Okay.
This one is great. I love this one.
Okay. Okay.
So first, our good friend says, hello, Kirsten and Sasha. It's anonymous. Thank you.
And then they give their name, which is like, Please don't do that.
I mean, I'm fine with it, but no, we will not reveal their identity.
It's just funny.
It's so funny.
You know, I might do it by mistake, but we'll edit it out.
Oh my God. Oh, don't make...
No.
Just don't make a mistake, Sasha. And so this is the anonymous. So this is a story about friends of friends, but everyone knows each other. And the names and places have been changed.
Thank God.
Okay.
So Tim, who is male and 26, has been dating Zoe, who is female and 21, for about 7 months. And a few months ago, they planned to move in together. That's too soon. I'm sorry.
Thankfully, they said, yes, you read that right. Because I really thought I didn't.
It's like, no, that's not right. Their landlord flaked and they needed to find an alternative place very quickly. Another friend, Nathan, who is 27, a male, told them, hey, I have some room. And Tim and Zoe said, great, can we move in tomorrow? And they did. So part of the reason this move happened was because Zoe had been paying all of Tim's bills for months.
Not a scrub.
Mm-hmm. This 21-year-old woman paying her 26-year-old boyfriend's bills.
Oh my God. Men are the plague sometimes, you know?
Tim doesn't want to work and he spends each day playing video games.
Like okay. On Twitch or...
Let's hear him out. Okay.
I mean, it doesn't sound like he's making any money or contributing. So, and then when Zoe would come home from her job, Tim would make her make dinner for him.
Oh, hell no.
Absolutely not. If you're going to be a stay-at-home person, dinner's got to be on the table. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, correct.
The dynamic continued even when they were living in Nathan's place, which Nathan quickly noticed and became concerned. He started to pull Zoe aside, asking, is this what you wanted? Is this a relationship you'd still want 10 years from now? Do you want your partner to continue to treat you this way? And this is where it gets really messy. We come to find out Zoe had someone else on the side that actually treats her well instead. She started seeing this other guy months ago. And again, remember, this is all within 7 months. And Nathan said, wait, I thought you were both monogamous. And Zoe says, well, I haven't had sex with the new guy, so it's not cheating. Oh, and our messenger says, please help me understand, messenger.
Okay. Wow.
Oh.
So Zoe is seeing two men.
Yes.
One
man, one boy. Yes.
Yes.
True.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure which is which because.
So she lives with Tim, who treats her poorly. And then
she is in a sexual relationship with.
Yes.
Allegedly.
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 And then her other boyfriend, we don't know his name.
Who treats her well,
but they
do not have a physical relationship.
Not yet. Right? It's only a matter of time.
Why'd you move in with one man who treats you bad when you have a man that treats you well?
Or does he treat you well, but you're just not that into him?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, been there.
Yeah, but why is she so into this shitty guy that does nothing?
Humiliation king.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other reason. I'm just kidding. I can't imagine. Listen, am I at 21? Was I making stupid decisions when it came to boys? I definitely paid for a few broke boys that I shouldn't have. Yeah. Was I doing that? Yes. Okay. But would you have caught me moving in with them? Absolutely the hell not, Zoe.
I mean, were you paying all their bills or were you just like covering dates?
Yeah, dates only.
Now, what if, hypothetically, that the other guy that Zoe is seeing is paying her bills.
Ooh.
What sick relationship is this?
And he's actually paying Tim and Zoe's bills.
Oh,
well, maybe she's really paying Tim's bills, but he's paying her. So it's like a zero sum game.
Oh. And do you think he has like a whole nother situation, maybe even another family?
Why would he need another situation?
I'm talking about the other guy, Zoe is dating.
He's simping for Zoe. That's it.
Ooh.
Oh, man. This is so messy.
Zoe.
What do you think Nathan is interested in Zoe and that's why he's like drawing attention to this bad relationship? Do you think he's is this the partner you want? Or I have an apartment. Look at me. Like,
yeah, what was Nathan's original relationship to these people?
Just friends.
Just like a friend.
With them. Who was he, Tim's friend or Zoe's friend?
I mean, based on the age, I would think Tim.
Yeah, but, Tim, because yeah. 27, 26. Yes.
Hmm.
No, maybe Nathan's just a good person.
If Zoe wasn't already with two men, I would be shipping her with Nathan, I think. But I think Nathan deserves better.
Yeah, I think Zoe is. Listen, at 21, you're an idiot and you shouldn't make serious relationships. And if you have, good on you. I'm just saying, at 21, maybe not. No one should be in a serious situation.
I mean, speaking from experience, being in a serious relationship at 21 was not good in my life. So I'll tell all the 21-year-olds, you're dumb. Don't do it.
Yeah, I wasn't in. Never mind. Let me not. This is not my anonymous. Anyway,
no, say it.
Well, I was saying at 21, like I definitely was in a situation where one person was like the outside boyfriend and one person was like the at home situation.
Oh my God.
Like one person took me out on dates and then one person I only met like after a certain time at night. But the point is they both were not my boyfriend. Like they did not know that. That's all.
So I want a TV show about young Sasha.
Yeah. Sasha, no. Is that a question that somebody like a young man should be asking? Like if he only is like, well, I'm only like a boyfriend who seems to be like the out of the house boyfriend or vice versa. Like, am I the real boyfriend here?
Yeah, you should.
Especially like regardless of gender. If you are with someone and you're only getting calls like after midnight, you're not there.
I mean, that person was also doing dirt. Like, it was not like I was playing people. I want to make that clear. Yeah. And we were all very honest. I think you have to be honest. That's what's missing here. Like, I think Tim thinks he's in a
monogamous relationship.
I wanted to say monogamous, but what's like a leech relationship?
Oh, like a parasitic?
Yeah, a parasitic, thank you, relationship. So I think it's working for Tim because Tim is like, but my bills are paid. So I'll be a kept man. I don't want to know if you're playing me. Keep it on the low.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, though, like, so Nathan got all up in Zoe's business. Is this the partner you want? This is alarming, blah, blah, blah. Now that he knows this information about Zoe, do you think he went to Tim and was like, hey, your girlfriend has another guy? Or do you think he only gets involved when a woman's being mistreated?
I mean, a feminist. I'm just kidding. Yeah. I won't.
He supports women's rights and wrongs.
Period. No, I just feel that Tim knows low-key. And if you're in Tim's situation, wouldn't you be okay with it? You're a scrub.
Do you think that Tim and Zoe planned this and are scamming the other guy?
No, money? I don't think so with Zoe's response.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess does Tim care?
That's what I'm saying. I feel like Tim is doing his what he loves best.
Nothing?
And following his passion of being a scrub. So I think if you're being a scrub and not contributing anything and expecting food at home, blah, 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 then I think you have to be okay with your partner living their best life. That's all I have.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, once she comes home and makes him dinner and she goes back out and he's playing video games, I don't think he really cares what she's doing.
That I agree, Rob.
Yeah, he's probably got online friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just think, Zoe, you deserve better than a scrub that's weighing you down.
Kicked him out and just be roommates with Nathan. You can afford it.
I mean, she already is affording it.
Exactly.
And their electricity bill might be lower because there's not someone playing video games all day.
It's true. You'd be saving money.
Love and your new man could maybe pay for your life.
Mm-hmm.
And then your savings at 21 is about to be one of those, like, you know, those horrible Bloomberg articles. I'm 21 and a millionaire. Zoe, you could be that.
It's literally like, oh, I paid off $150,000 in student loan debt in 2 years. I only live in a van.
Drinking Starbucks every day.
Yeah, it's like I live in a van and my parents gave me $100,000. And that's how I paid it off in a year.
That's what I think should happen. Girl boss your way out of this, Zoe. You don't need this. I know that it's a friend of a friend, so Zoe maybe isn't listening. But if any one of you are in this situation, wake up.
I still don't
understand.
Stand
up. I still don't understand. I don't know if we helped our anonymous understand.
I think our anonymous just wanted to share this. Mm-hmm.
And thank you for sharing.
Yes. Thank you. Oh my god. All right, are we ready? Oh, the next one. Oh,
the next one's really long. So I don't know,
an essay.
Yeah, we can save it for another time if you want, or we can just go for the long one.
Should we do it? We're 30 minutes in. It's not so bad.
Yeah, we have time. We could do
okay.
it.
Okay. All right. This one, buckle up, buttercups, because it's called Wedding Mess, End of a Friend Group. That's what Kirsten has titled it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it was a while ago, but it popped into my head while listening to us, so they decided to submit. I don't know if it's a mess, but it is the end of a whole friend group.
It's mess.
Okay. So our messenger was in a very close-knit group of friends. Two friends, let's call them Bridget and Jacob, had been dating a few years, but the group of friends noticed that they've been getting into fights and have been pretty toxic. So they're all, you know, waiting for their inevitable breakup. We got a group text that they had news and they're expected, the messenger and friends expected that they're all breaking up. Turns out Bridget and Jacob are getting married.
It's always the toxic ones.
Yeah, unfortunately. Anyway, so at that time, our messenger was in school for event planning. So they offered why did you do this? Their services. To plan the engagement party. And we all got together that week to celebrate them. It was a lovely evening. Bridget and Jacob were very happy. Group dynamic was back to normal and they all became super close. No drama again. I figured that maybe Bridget and Jacob's fight might have been about getting married and it was all good. They've all figured it out. This is, you know, our messenger assuming.
Okay.
We were all finishing up our schooling, so we didn't have a lot of money. So our messenger offered to assist where they could in planning as part of their gift to Bridget and Jacob. Bridget took her up on it and our messenger helped quite a bit. A few months later.
Planning, baby.
Oh my God, it's too much. Don't ever offer your services for free. Stop this. Anyway.
Yeah, and even like if that's your wedding gift, like that is worth a lot of money. So yeah, that's too much to give.
I can't imagine. Like, please. A few months later, one of our messenger's friends, Andrea, and our messenger were hanging out and she was saying how excited that we would be bridesmaids together. My response was, oh, I don't think I'm a bridesmaid. I haven't been asked, but I have been able to help Bridget with planning and I feel like I can help more on the date that way. So our messenger wants to be a bridesmaid so that she can help even more.
Oh my God.
Messenger, pull the plug. It's too much. Anyway, so then they all went out for drinks and Bridget brought up the bridal party and thanked the group for being part of the bridal party and turned to me and said, I'm sorry, I just don't have space for you.
Oh my God.
This is evil. Bridget, you're horrible. And our messenger was kind about it and said, don't worry about it, Bridget. I'm so happy that I can help you plan. Then to lighten the mood, I cracked a joke. As a poor student, I don't know if I could afford being a bridesmaid right now anyway. And then I tried to change the topic to talk about the wedding stuff. However, things like this kept happening. Bridget would make sly comments about how things were now a bridal party event and I wouldn't be included, like Saturday night drinks, camping trip, Jacob's birthday, and bonfires. Okay, sorry, pause. These types of brides are the actual worst.
I don't understand why someone's birthday party would be bridal party only or anything, really, but...
Like how many people in the bridal party are there? 100?
And at that point, this is where I'm like, okay, I'm done helping you plan. And if you would like me to continue helping, you can pay me a lot of money to do so.
Yeah. And it seems like because it's a friend group, our messenger would get invited and Bridget would lose her mind that the messenger was coming. So she kept ignoring it, thinking it was weird, but I wanted to help her as I know planning your first big event can be stressful, but like I worked on event details and I was about to reach my breaking point. Our messenger says.
I would have reached it a long time before that.
Like, please, the water is above the head. Enough. Literally. I had one last exam and then I finished my program. So then I decided to plan sort of a celebration. It was not a big deal, just sangria on the deck and wings and pizza night. I made a reservation for the group and started to let everyone know that we're all going to be celebrating. And I finished my last exam and went to their friend's house to celebrate. We had it all arranged that a specific friend was going to pick up Bridget, dumbass, and meet us at the friend's house. And then we'd all go to the restaurant and meet the groom and other people there. By the time it rolls around to dinner, we were all a bit tipsy. We texted Andrea, who is one of the friends, to see if she was coming over. She said, oh, her car is now full. She picked up Bridget, Jacob, and two other members of the bridal party because they were at Bridget's. And now she didn't have room for any more. And now Bridget.
Oh my God. Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, our messenger said, listen, she didn't invite them, but she has gotten to know them, right? Because of planning. So she wasn't so mad about them being there. Since there wasn't in the room in the car, she texted another friend to see if there was room for us. However, he wasn't able to make it anymore. So now we could have called an Uber or cab to make it to the restaurant. But remember, poor student. So she asked Andrea if she minded, you know, to come get our messenger, whose party it is, after dropping them off at a restaurant, which is something she would typically offer. She would offer my friends. So I didn't think it was a huge, huge ask. Apparently this pissed off Bridget. And she went on a rampage saying I was a terrible friend, you know, to ask Andrea to do all of this. And it's also a bridal party event. So I don't understand why she's coming.
No, this is her party. This is not a bridal party event. Bridget.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I could fight. I think I can fight Bridget.
I think I could fight Bridget. She's giving off real punk energy because she won't say it to her face.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But she'll still take all of the free event planning.
Exactly. Because she's a spineless, horrible jerk. Okay.
But oh my God. Is the messenger, is she doing event planning?
Yeah.
She's been like looking into vendors and helping figure out like buying things for the wedding and all of that. Okay. So
she has been.
She's been doing a lot.
Do you want to read the next part, Kirsten? It's long.
Yes, absolutely.
Break up the voices a little.
So our messenger says that they're a very calm person, but this was her last straw. Her response was, well, the reservation is under my name, so please give that name when you enter. You'll now be a group of five, so let them know you don't need the bigger table I requested. My apologies for planning my celebration of completing my special event program during your bridal event. I had no idea. Since we don't have a ride, I think Mary, Chuck, and I will order pizza and wings to the house as we have more than enough drinks to last night. Have a good night. And then they didn't respond to any other messages for the rest of the night and had a great time.
Oh my God.
So then it goes another week in the future. So this is like a very long, like month over month saga with this.
You're killing me, messenger. I need you to stand up.
I really hope everything is okay now. So the next week they had a birthday party planned for Mary, and the group was divided on how to move forward after the pizza incident, which I guess is
like that has a name. Yeah.
The pizza incident.
Pizza Gate.
For sure. You know, no, not
that's
pizza
something
gate.
Else. That's something else. That's for QAnon.
Fine. Oh, you're right. You're right. Oh God.
So Bridget and Jacob decided that they were not coming to Mary's birthday because our messenger would be there. And her friend Andrea decided to follow her lead. So they had a small gathering with Mary, a couple other friends, and the other people from the pizza night, Chuck and our messenger. They had a great time. Mary was taking photos, posting on social media. And Bridget was annoyed the party wasn't canceled because she didn't go.
Oh my God.
So Mary's like, well, I'm not going to cancel my birthday party. If you want to come, you can. You should talk to our messenger so that you can move past things.
She's... Okay, Bridget.
Bridget is horrible.
I would now start sabotaging the wedding.
I hope Bridget has no friends anymore. That's my hope for Bridget. So Bridget texts our messenger saying, apparently we need to talk. Our messenger says, yes, I agree. Would love to meet you for coffee. We can then discuss what happened last week face to face and go over your wedding items. And she said, I'm busy. I don't think I have time for that.
Oh, hell no.
Our messenger said, okay, maybe we can have a phone call, but I would really like to talk to you and not over text as tone can be misconstrued. So Bridget didn't respond. And after that, never replied to any of her texts or reached out. So our messenger tried to send her the last of the things that she had worked on for the wedding and never got a response or a thank you. So after she sent the timeline with
why
a few edits,
keep working on the wedding?
Yeah, literally stop working on the wedding. It's too much. So she sent the timeline with a few edits and heard no response, so she was over it. Mary was keeping our messenger updated, but now Bridget had made her persona non grata and no one is allowed to talk to our messenger anymore.
Oh my God.
Good.
Yeah.
Our messenger,
yourself.
Yeah, please, you need better friends. So then Bridget started picking on Mary because Mary and Chuck were still close with our messenger. So even though our messenger had planned Bridget's bachelorette party and bridal shower, the dates got changed for
both.
But
she's not in the bridal party. But she's not in the bridal party and she's planned. Oh,
I know.
We're friends like this. You feel like
literally like who needs enemies?
God.
So our messenger had also assisted in finding a great photographer for them that was just within their budget and had gotten the contract for them right before everything happened. But they decided to go with a different photographer just because she helped them find that one.
Bridget, I hope you are a rotisserie chicken in hell. Like,
literally.
Oh my God.
Oh my
God.
No. Yeah, I mean, that could be the future for her. Don't worry. It goes from bad to worse. So Bridget was constantly trying to find ways to save money on the wedding, which like our messenger is all for, work within your budget. But she made the bridal party pay for their bouquets and boutonnieres. So she didn't even pay for her own wedding flowers. And just for our knowledge, the average bridesmaid bouquet is $80 and a boutonniere is $20. So,
$80? Okay. I was like, I did not pay
$80. Yeah, anyway. You get to pick out your own bouquet and boutonniere. Like if it's like, okay, you pick which one you want and then you pay for it, fine. But if Bridget is picking out what you get, she pays for it.
Yeah, I think Bridget is picking and you just pay.
Yeah, I have a feeling that she's like, this is exactly what you're getting and you have no choice.
Yes, and Venmo me. The cash.
So I guess Mary didn't realize that she was going to have to pay for her own flowers because she had budgeted for dress, shoes, nails, hair and makeup, but not for a bouquet. And that made Bridget blow up and almost kick Mary out of the bridal party. Mary and Chuck got so ostracized by Bridget and Jacob that on their wedding day, they didn't even want to be there at all. No one talked to them and they left before the end of the night because everyone was miserable at the wedding. And so after the wedding activities, the only person still close to Bridget is Andrea. Otherwise, everyone else is so over it that they moved on. Our messenger moved quite literally across the country, but that was for their career. They still talk to Mary, but overall, the whole group is no longer on speaking terms. And our messenger's last thing is, I will say, though, that the wedding photos from the photographer they picked out were not that great. And I bet they wish they kept the photographer that I picked.
Mm-hmm. No. What?
I want to see the wedding photos. I'll share them only with Haley Strong, because me and Haley Strong always look at ugly wedding photos and laugh.
No, I love looking at people's wedding photos.
Like, it is not an uncommon occurrence for either me or Haley to message the other and be like, look at this horrible photo that I just came across on Instagram.
Of random people?
Yeah, just strangers.
Maybe you already talked about Bridget's wedding.
Oh, I hope so. I'd love to see just one wedding photo, please.
Mm-hmm. But why are they still friends?
Only our messenger only still talks to Mary, and only Andrea is friends with Bridget. So, and the whole friend group is just like not friends anymore.
Yeah.
So,
and this
why
was a very close knit group of friends going back to the beginning.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, Bridget is like truly a bad person. Like, these kinds of brides have to be stopped. You know what I mean? Like, I had friends that, granted, they're not in the same friend group, but I was close to both of them. Mm-hmm. And I had to like miss one's wedding to go to the other. So I picked one person's bachelorette to go over the other. And they were all so kind. And they were both like, I wish you could make it to both of ours. How do I help that other bride? And blah, blah, blah. And then there's people like this.
No, I don't.
I feel
like all of my friends that got married, most of them got married over COVID, so I couldn't go. So I feel like I missed out on all the wedding drama, and I'm grateful for it.
Wedding drama's bad. Yeah. I'll say that.
That's pretty good.
I'm excited. I missed it all.
Yeah. So. Here's my like hot take. You shouldn't be the first person in your friend group to get married.
Ooh.
Because I think it gets really like that person really gets screwed. The first person.
Yeah. How did they get screwed, Sasha?
You know, it was just bad. Like, people were not, like, ready. You know, like, they had never been in a wedding before, so they didn't know. I had been in weddings before, but not with, like, my friend group. Like, I have many different friend groups. So those people that I asked to be in my bridesmaids were amazing, but the new ones, right, who had never been in weddings before, were like, oh, this can't be normal, like, why did you do this and that? And mm-hmm. there was some group text about the wedding that, you know, I think people are dumb and don't realize that bridesmaids talk, and that I found out a bunch of stuff.
Good thing you guys don't work at a department store.
Listen, you should have been fired.
Yeah. No,
but I feel like, Sasha, in a friend group, what is the ideal like number of wedding?
I think you should be like third. Because first one, I feel that it's really a headache because you're just like teaching and like expectations, versus your second one, you're like, oh, I can do this again. And then by the third, I think you're an expert. And then the fourth, after that, it's like you're just like, I spend too much money on this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done.
Everybody's going through the motions.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
My friends like that were, you know, maybe not the best during my wedding. But when they had theirs, like, our relationships changed for the better. So that's why I feel that. Yeah.
You're so good as a wedding guest.
Well, and I think they understood like what it means to be a bride, and like the stress and struggles and the expectations that you have maybe aren't like, oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Like out of like aren't crazy, basically. So. I just feel like you shouldn't be the first person to get married. And especially when you're younger. I think it's different when you're older. Like, me and my friend group was a little bit younger when I got married. So that also changes things.
Sasha bragging that she found love young.
No. Please. Absolutely not. I did meet him at 25, which, is young.
That's pretty young. Pretty young.
I know. Sometimes my husband be like, wow, we've been together so long. It's amazing. And I was like, what? It's been that long with one person?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But you're so in love.
Sure. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, poor Karthik, our number one fan.
Oh, my God. No, I've never, before my husband, it's funny because I have never been with anyone for even a year before my husband. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's a joke. But anyway, it is what it is. My point is, y'all, like, please, if your friends treat you like shit, stop being friends with them. Like,
and you don't have give agency. Them free event planning yeah. if they're being mean to you.
It's not worth it. It's honestly just not.
I don't know how long ago this was, Messenger. Send Bridget an invoice for the time you spent yeah. working for her.
Yeah. Life's too short to put up with these toxic relationships, especially in a friends group. Like, it's one thing. It's like, oh, well, you can't like change like your parents or anything like that. But you can pick your friends. Like, I know you met these people at a young age, but, you know, there's other people.
Yeah. Be like me and ditch all your friends every time you go into a new era.
Mm-hmm. Oh, got it.
Your days are numbered.
Oh my God. It's okay. I don't like to be in long relationships.
I will come to a natural conclusion.
Oh God. Yeah, no, I agree with Rob.
From experience, that most of my longest friend relationships are having a weekly podcast with them. I think that's the one thing that, you know, makes a friendship last.
Yeah, that's so sense. Real. That you like actually sense. Have to talk to them all mm-hmm. the time. Like, yeah.
Oh, we have to text. We have to coordinate a time for this. Oh, we have to talk for an hour. Okay. Well, I guess I'll be up to date with that person.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. Puya and I were on the 90-day podcast from 3 p.m. PST to 7 p.m. PST.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, our podcast was an hour long.
I'm recording that after this. And
yeah, good luck.
Takes that long.
No, but the point is, I am a talker. I make Rob also stay on podcast too long after the recruit too. We were on for mm-hmm. a little bit after.
Yeah.
It's whatever. It is what it is.
Okay? When we're both like that, Sasha, which is why I think that friendship is built to last.
Period. Listen, friendships built on gossip, aka the mess magnets, are gonna last.
They're the strongest ones. They're the strongest ones.
And we like don't like the same people. So I think that is huge.
That's true. Nothing bonds you like talking shit about someone.
Rob, have you been friends with people that where you don't like someone but they like them?
Boy, I feel like that's like most people with me and my wife that I like them and she doesn't like them.
Okay, that doesn't count.
If I found out that Nicole didn't like me, I think I would be in the grave. Like, yeah. I'd be so upset.
She meant okay. like you and she doesn't like me. That could be also be it. You know, honestly, it happens with the survivors a lot. Like, you know, it's like, okay, well, I'm friends with this survivor, but I know that they don't like this other person. And so, it happens more in the world of Survivor than like out. Because in Survivor, everybody knows everybody. And it's like, if I'm like friends with like, guy that lives down the street, he doesn't know this other person that I know because, he's in the class with my son.
Oh, God.
That makes sense. One, I can't speak to the survivor of it all, but in my experience, people who go on reality TV often have the same like cyclical toxic relationships outside of reality TV as well. Sometimes people think they're still on the show when they come home. Sure. You know?
Listen, there is a lot of survivor drama going on right now. Team Sandra versus Team Parvati.
Yeah, what's going on there? I saw that Parvati was trending on Twitter.
Yeah. Well, so Sandra went into the Tribus, like a Facebook group.
Yeah, I saw that Parvati was trending, and I saw that that Sandra responded to something, and then that somebody asked, like, why did Parvati win, and Sandra responded.
Yes. Well, as to, like, it could have been anyone, and I won, because basically people didn't like Parvati mm-hmm. and Russell. Yeah.
And then I liked there was another one where the next morning she wakes up and she goes, good morning. I see I'm still the topic of conversation on this beautiful Monday morning. I got this queen sweater for my Pearl Islands bestie, Krista. Anyways, for those that constantly defend me and show love, I appreciate you. And for those Parvati lovers out there, go spend 2 hours on Survivor with her and see how much you like her.
Oh,
then. She's not that nice. The queen stays queen.
Okay. Well, and I disagree with Sandra on that. I spent 2 hours with Parvati.
And then Parvati took a screenshot of that and posted it.
Well, no, because someone.
I bet
she got tagged.
She got tagged. I bet she responded with like.
posted it saying, call me anything, but please don't call me nice. Nice girls don't win Survivor or build lives they love. Sandra, you can keep my name in your mouth to stay relevant. I ain't mad at you, and thanks for the compliment.
See, I'm surprised she even responded that much. I think I feel like that poverty...
They must have just got her at the right moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think she probably normally would have been like positive vibes only.
No, she has been dragging. Mm-hmm. It's so good.
Yeah. The Survivor fandom on Twitter is not okay.
Well, did you see this is old, right? The Chaos Cast tweet to Parvati.
Oh, the really old one?
Yeah. Yeah. This is old, right? Yeah. 17. So it seems like you're right that Parvati is.
Mm-hmm. Look, Parvati's got a lot going on. Okay, people, like
that's real.
Look,
that's
for real. Sandra, she didn't that. People were talking about stuff. She got dragged into that.
Yeah, but,
you know, nobody needs to do random drive-bys on Twitter about it, especially people that don't even know her.
Very true. Also, I would never say negative word against Sandra. I would love her to love me. But I also wouldn't say negative word against Parvati. So
no, it's like my moms are fighting and I don't like it.
And is this what it feels like to be a child of divorce?
No.
See, I feel like I'm in the friend group. I know both of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Look at my setup.
But I think that from what Sandra is saying, I think that's not quite like, I feel like that, the thing about Parvati, what do people always say? It's like, oh, she's got like a really good social game. She has like, she can be so charming. So I don't think it's, that's necessarily fair. Anybody who spends 2 hours with her doesn't like her.
Yeah. I think the whole thing is that you don't see it coming.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Yeah. Sandra. It came out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. It's just so funny because I woke up to this drama.
They were friends on that season, so I don't know what's going on now.
I remember
one day that I went to CBS to go. It was like the 30th anniversary of Survivor, and it was a panel. It was me, Cochran, Parvati, and Sandra, and they went to the mall.
Oh,
they were fine.
I think
maybe she spent 1 hour 59 minutes.
Yeah, maybe I don't know.
I think the problem is, I think everything was fine and pretty much settled. Like everyone had kind of moved past the heroes versus villains discourse. And then it was on Netflix. And so a lot more people got involved. And I think there's just been more of that discourse lately.
Also that they were on Winners of War together. So I don't know if there was any, not that they spent time together, but I don't know. I don't know if that got anything else started.
That's true. But still, I feel like there has to be something going on.
Survivor gossip.
This is random.
Come for the anonymous. Stay for the Survivor gossip.
Listen, from the Podfather himself.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
That's why Rob was here, in case anyone wanted to know.
Not that. Oh my God.
Imagine. Oh my God. We knew. We planned it. We called Sandra.
We've been new.
We called Sandra. I wish I could.
It's time to deploy. All of it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. I mean, the survivor that I want to be like Omar, Karishma, and Nasir, you know. Just
yes. I feel like Nasir especially is super attainable.
Listen. Well, Nasir is a messenger.
Yeah. You want to get Nasir on the podcast?
Oh my God. Imagine us just like telling Nasir. That's what his wife does. Maybe we like
bring them both on.
Yeah. And we take Diana's like emotional labor off for 1 week.
Listen, Diana DMS, we'll plan it.
Listen, we got you. We know she's listening. Oh my God. But after that interlude, we have two shorter ones.
We have two shorter ones. Is that okay, Rob? Do you have time for two shorter ones?
Go for it.
Perfect.
Okay. So this one is a very specific dilemma that I think it's good to have you here, Rob, as you're a parent.
Yes. Yeah.
So
one of the top parents around.
100%. Definitely the top parent on this podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I kill the plants. So I'm number three.
Yeah, I've kept one plant alive.
Well, you have cats.
That's true. I do keep the cats alive. They mostly keep themselves. It's fine. Anyways. So this person says, hi, Sasha, Kirsten, and Rob. I have a dilemma. I had a baby towards the end of 2021 and I can now claim her on my taxes. I just did the filing and I found out that I'd be getting about $3,000 back. So the total return was good because they have a job and they pay school loans. So they're used to getting something back. But now with the baby, there is an issue. And the issue is that the baby daddy feels like he should get half of what our messenger gets from the child tax credit. She's not spending anything, but doesn't know if she agrees with him because she's not planning on spending it recklessly. Like, they paid off their credit cards, paid medical bills, and the parents have been watching the baby for free while they work to get the paper. And because they are engaged and saving up for a wedding. But he is saying that the money should not all go to the messenger. It should be shared. Our messenger feels like, yes, it is all hers because they're not married yet and they can share this next year once they're married. One other thing is that they are going on a trip to Fiji this month and our messenger did fund it all by themselves. She doesn't think she's being greedy because the money is going to build their dream wedding with their baby in their life.
Okay.
And on a semi-petty note, after 9 months of caring their daughter and delivering her, they feel like they should be able to claim her on taxes and no one can say anything about it. Is she being stingy or does she owe her baby daddy / fiance money?
Oh no, not her getting me with that. I carried the baby line.
Yeah.
Did she get a push present?
Yeah, that's my question. Do you believe in push presents?
I guess so. Well, what do you want? Like,
Rob, I want a full mommy makeover, like plastic
surgery. Plastic surgery.
Yeah.
But hasn't Carthor Gordon agreed to that?
He doesn't have a choice. It's happening.
Yeah. So I feel like in the true, like, letter of the law in King Solomon, I would say, like, are these taxes filed single or joint tax returns?
It sounds like it's single.
Yeah.
Then it's your tax credit. Ooh. It's not like, well, I put the baby in there, so I should get the tax half of the tax credit.
I think that if you get a tax credit for pushing a baby out of you, it makes a lot more sense than getting a tax credit for completing.
I don't think you get the tax credit for pushing a baby out of you.
Well, no, but like this is her justification for why she thinks she should get all of it. And I agree with her.
I think that is, maybe this is me being toxic, but I think that's a better justification, unfortunately, than the other stuff. That I do think that if you were taking the $3,000 and giving some to your parents because they were watching, you know, like a gift, maybe something they need for the house because they're watching your kid for free, I think that's also valid. Mm-hmm. But it seems like the baby daddy is paying for all the baby's expenses.
I can't even really tell. I want to know why the baby daddy's not helping pay for the trip to Fiji.
Yeah.
Why are you going on vacation and he's not paying half?
But are they all going to Fiji or is it just her?
I don't think it's just her. It says like,
okay, that's me.
We are taking a trip.
And then what does the baby daddy want to do with his part of the $3,000? Do we get that?
No. Oh, that's a good
question. Yeah, no, we don't know. And honestly, unless it's
just like walking around money.
Walking around money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he already did. That's the problem. But she says, yeah, because our messenger said they paid off their credit cards, paid my medical bill. So here's the thing. Is this like the medical bill for having the baby?
I think so. Yeah.
Well, that you get the money. Like, you got to be reimbursed for that.
Yeah. Wait, this $3,000 is going very far.
Yeah, like you've already spent so much more than $3,000. So
I believe they should get reimbursed.
Yeah. How about next year when we're married and we get the child tax credit? Then we'll split it.
Yeah, and that's what she said. She even said next year when we're married, we'll split it. But I mean, as you said, they file their taxes as singles. That's her tax credit.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's hers an account that you paid your medical bills. Yeah, and I think your parents are watching for free. I think that should be factored in. Like maybe some of like $500 should go to your parents for, you know, just like something for their house, something they need. And I think $2,500, do it yourself because why are you funding a whole trip to Fiji?
Mm-hmm.
How much does it cost to go to Fiji from America?
Is this person American? Oh yeah, because just kidding. they did say.
I did not mention.
Yeah, they talked about some political thing. We don't need to talk about that. Oh my God, U.S. out of Fiji is expensive, even if you're flying from L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's expensive. Because we looked it up.
How many child tax credits is it?
I mean, the child tax credit will cover like
maybe two flights.
Maybe two of them, yeah.
That's why they got to keep the Survivor season so short.
You'd think they keep it longer so they don't have to fly as much.
Yeah, true.
That's why they film back to back, so the crew only has to go out once.
Do you know what island they go to, Rob?
No, I don't know what the islands are.
Yeah, one island from L.A. to Fiji looks non-stops, but it's 11 hours from L.A. is $1,400, and the most expensive on Google quick Google is $1,761.
Well, they used to give the Survivor contestants like free tickets to Fiji.
Well, that's Air Fiji gave them that.
Yeah.
Yes. But that's not part of the new era. New Survivor contestants get nothing.
Do you have to pay for your own ticket?
No.
Everyone, they used to get like one free trip to Fiji that they could do like the year after they played.
Oh,
like,
sorry. Okay, I got you. Yes, correct. Yeah. Yeah, maybe this is a Survivor we're talking to. We don't know.
I don't think
I'm just kidding. Okay, yeah. So if I change it to February, it looks like it's $1,000 instead. Okay. Not that much cheaper, but three people looks like it is for, because you have to buy three tickets, right? Or maybe the baby's a lap baby.
Yeah, do you have to buy a ticket for a baby that's like two years old?
No, under two, you don't have to buy a ticket.
So my thing is, it's only covering flights. So I feel that you should maybe use that $3,000 for something else. Because it's barely covering the flight.
Yeah. No, that's your money.
Yeah. Well, she's buying the Fiji trip with her real money.
Yeah.
Not tax refund. Yeah, no, that is real money, but is that other money?
Like her regular like income. Yeah. I do not think that this messenger is being stingy.
No.
I think like maybe just have a conversation with your fiance. Like you're planning to marry this man, so you should probably like have some open communication about, you know, why does he think he should get half of your tax credit? What would he spend the money on? And then you can express your side of things as well. Because I feel like this is the kind of thing that will like fester into a big problem if you don't have a good conversation about it.
And if this is a major issue for this man, big red flag. Okay. Ooh. Because you're very close to your money is my money. Like, what does it matter? If you're that close to that point, like it shouldn't be such a big concern of like, wait, I need my cut of the tax.
Yeah.
Tax refund.
Like for $1,500, which like is obviously not nothing, but it's not
enough for all
enough money to cause that big of a problem with the person you're planning to marry.
I mean, especially if they can afford Fiji.
Yeah,
like we know maybe that they can afford $3,000.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just think I'm so sucked that you paid for all your medical bill by yourself.
Sitting here as a Canadian, I'm just like, I can't believe you have to pay medical bills to have a baby. So,
Like, oh my God, it's really expensive.
One step removed.
Doesn't insurance like not pay for it if like it's like elective? I don't know. It depends on your insurance.
Elective to have a baby?
I don't know. Someone that had a baby was telling me how messy it all is.
Well, I get a lot of like TikTok content of people going over like, this is how much my medical bills are. And I've seen they charge you for the like skin to skin time of the baby and the dad if you want it, which I don't think you should get charged money to hold your own baby. Call me old fashioned.
Mm-hmm. And this is why people are like, why aren't dads more involved? You're charging them to be involved. It costs more money. They have to use their tax credit for it.
Like, what? What? The nurse leaves the room. You can't just grab the, like, how would, I don't think that's an appropriate.
Well, it's chaotic. Thing. I'm sure. I've been in one delivery room and it was really chaos. I can't imagine. It was also my poor cousin. There was five of us in that delivery room.
That's a
poor girl. She doesn't deserve
that. That's too much.
I know. Oh my God. But anyway, I was the first one to kiss my niece. It is what it is.
I'm really happy for you.
Oh my God. But yeah, the point is, I think you keep your money because you've already put in a lot of money into this, into yourself, into your situation, into keeping yourself and the baby alive. It is what it is. Sorry, yeah. Beyonce.
Get yeah, that.
Sorry.
Baby money, baby.
Oh my God. Just win, baby. All right.
Yes.
We have one last one, Rob, and this is a short one as well. And I hate that I have to read this, but here we are. Kirsten called it test drive the D.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Kirsten and Sasha, help, in all caps. I'm in a catch 22 situation. I've been dating this guy since the end of last summer. He's a 10 on paper. Looks like Andrew Garfield.
Okay.
He always your has... Type. Yeah, he always has me cackling. He has the right moral compass. He works in tech, so he isn't a bum. And he's very attentive with my son. Okay.
But it's all good.
Yeah, but dot, dot, dot. I forgot to do a test drive before integrating him into my life. And I have one problem. I have a Kylie situation.
Kyle from Big Brother.
Okay. 10 second situation, meaning that his game and stroke game is trash.
Yeah. Not
and good. Oh, and he's one step above KKK Kyle's stamina.
So it's like a little longer than 10 seconds.
So 11 seconds. And leaves a lot to be desired. Oh. No, my baby daddy didn't have an anaconda, but he did know how to use it to its fullest potential. So I thought it wouldn't be a problem. But at this point, I'm very conflicted. Do I give up on this man who's perfect on every other front, but lacking on this very important one? Or do I just suck it up and realize I'm probably not going to be satisfied in the bedroom, and any tips would be greatly appreciated? We end with a bang, literally.
Well,
or not. What are your thoughts, y'all?
I just have to say, you cannot just say, I do not think that the options are realize it, like break up, or realize you're not going to be satisfied in the bedroom. You need to take your pleasure into your own hands. You need to teach this man what to do.
Oh,
you correct. Like you need to figure it out. If he does not have the stamina, then he needs to figure out another way to make sure that you're having a good time.
Maybe this man needs for the practice.
Seems like there is practice now.
Here's the thing. Have you never talked about it?
Yeah, that's never, my like, question.
Is he really embarrassed? Because you would think that he would care about making sure you're having a good time and would figure out a way to make sure that you are having a good time within the bounds of what he is able to provide.
Folks can't see, but Rob's
a hostage right now.
Yeah, I mean, I have questions. I have questions that, like, is there... I guess, like, so hypothetically, say this, it doesn't sound like that this is like an anatomical issue. It sounds like that this is like an experience issue. Like, is it possible that that this man could get better at what he's doing? And could he be like a fixer-upper?
I mean, she already has a child, right? We don't want to have another person.
But if she loves this person and everything else about him is perfect, I just don't understand why she hasn't already been being like, oh, no, like, what about this? Like,
Yeah, I agree. I do believe you should have an honest conversation. You don't need to say all of this, but I do think there's a way to be like, this is what I would like. What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
And then go, like, again, you're saying he's attentive. He cares about you. He's funny. So I think he's, like Kirsten said, he's gonna want to, like, date you and, you know, make sure, like, literally date you and also, like, please you, all of that. So methinks you gotta have a conversation. You gotta get some sex toys involved.
Yes.
As well, you know, with him, of course.
Well, and here's the thing too, an easy, like if you've never had an open conversation with him about this ever and you're feeling uncomfortable, just like one, like have a couple glasses of wine and then be like, ooh, like, do you have any fantasies? And like, just open that conversation to like, find out more of like maybe what he likes. And then you can share what you like. And then you can make,
you need less of what he likes. There was too much of what he likes.
Oh, that's true.
Find out like, oh, what don't you like? And then he's talking about like, you ever think about your grandma being dead?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Or someone that he finds meaty.
Yeah, you ever think of like a rats?
Not rats.
Yeah. Like hey, how many home runs did Aaron Judge hit this year?
Well, just like not enough.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God. Have you ever considered thinking about your dead crow?
Yeah.
No, dead rat.
Mm-hmm.
Why would anyone think about a rat?
Well,
if they're trying to not feel too good.
Yeah, Sasha. Sometimes. Yeah.
Wouldn't you just lose it?
Lose it? No.
I don't know. I'm not the expert.
Yeah, me either. But
mm-hmm.
Oh my God. I once again should be in jail for being on this podcast. I think you need to tell this man, like, I have a fetish about like edging or something and like
make
edging.
Him not just
you're talking
not
about Sandra and Parvati?
Yes, that's exactly right.
Yeah. Just count how many confessionals everybody had.
She's not asking to spend 2 hours with you. Less than two.
Oh, she wants more than what she's getting.
Yeah.
If you want 2 hours, my God, like get a job. Please. It's too much.
I can't. Yeah, I think just you have to have a conversation. You need to figure out what you really want. Is this a situation that can be resolved, or is it one where you have to cut and run?
I don't think this is cut and run. I think
not
that
yet.
Everything else is good.
But you can't live your whole life.
Well, yeah, but you have to figure it out.
Yeah.
And there's therapists, there's little blue pill. You know, there's many things.
Mm-hmm. If you like watch 90 Day Fiancé, you could go to a Kama Sutra class.
Yeah.
No one in India is going to a Kama Sutra class.
It was all tourists in the class on the show.
Yeah. I don't think this man, for everything else that he's doing right, seems like the kind of person that's going to be like, I am not open to any feedback here.
Exactly. Yeah.
I think just like be very careful.
It's not the Tim way you approach the first story.
Yeah, exactly. Although let's be very real. For her to stick with Tim, he's probably delivering.
Yeah, no, Tim is fine.
Something very special.
Yeah, Tim is not thinking about any like roadkill.
I think just like as long as you're careful to not like belittle or embarrass
really
him when you have the conversation, like just have the conversation, figure it out.
Yeah, just be kind because he's kind to you and your child.
I think he can be
like
taught.
He got money because he works in tech. So my point is, I think even more options than normal people. He has them. He probably has good health care because he's in tech. So that's all I'm saying. I think it's possible. And next time, I'm not for you, but everyone should test drive. don't get caught up in these situations.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone can learn new things.
Yeah, maybe he is in a Kyle situation where he hasn't been
racist?
Exposed. No. God.
Oh. It doesn't sound like it.
We hope not.
Yeah.
Please. No, it looks like he really loves you. So
yeah, it sounds like he's a wonderful man.
So we got to help him sometimes, ladies, unfortunately. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Johanna Gaines, fixer-upper. Okay.
Anyway, we're all going to jail. Mess Magnets is canceled forever. And yeah,
Rob hates us. I can't believe we put this as the last one.
Well, do you want me to find another one quick to put in?
No, absolutely. Yeah. No. Rob needs a palate cleanser.
Yeah. I'm fine.
Just kidding. Oh, man.
I hope we helped the messengers.
I hope they figured it out.
No, I think they enjoyed this.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
And they like when we get into this space. I really do.
Exactly. We're just giving the people what they want.
Okay, I have from Six Brown Chicks. If people don't know their Twitter, they have like lots of funny anonymous that people ask. So I'll give us all a question, and it's very short. Okay.
I would love to hear it.
Wife caught me at the motel. I'm depressed.
Oh my god! Why?
Yeah, I warned my wife that if she left me, she better plan my funeral because I couldn't live without her. Wife
I don't
said,
like that.
What kind of funeral do you want? Open casket, cremation. She used to forgive me for cheating, but not anymore. What do I do?
Oh my God. You can't tell someone that if you leave them that they're going to be
You're
dead.
Doing That's dirt. Not okay. And now she's going to put you in the dirt. It's what you deserve.
So I'm confused. So he said that if you leave me,
I'll be dead. Like I'll be dead. I can't live without you.
I'll be dead.
Yeah.
And then she caught him cheating.
So the reason why she wants to leave in the first place is because he's a cheater.
Yes.
And so now she said, "What kind of funeral do you want?" Because she's done with him.
She caught him.
Yeah. Again. Mm-hmm. It caught me at the motel, I guess, where he was doing dirt.
I mean, that's polite to ask, what kind of funeral do you want?
Agreed. Thank you, Rob. I'm also there because that would have been my response. Or I would already be in jail because it would have been a pop. Instant.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's also just like not okay to manipulate people and be like, oh, but if we're not together, I can't survive. No. Goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
Retire to the urn, sir.
That part. Maybe that's not what he wants. Half.
Mm-hmm.
That's an option. Just like, don't do dirt. Break up with your spouse before you cheat. Like, why? Yeah. It's not that hard.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's hard to divorce, but I'm saying, like, don't, if you are gonna do it's dirt.
It's very easy not to cheat. Yeah, I, in fact, do it every day.
Same. It's not worth it. Okay. There's one more, and this is also funny. I slept with a much older, and much older is in all caps, married property manager because my credit score is bad and I needed an apartment. She hooked me up. I'm seeing other women, and she hinted that she's going to leave her husband for me. I don't want any of this. Help.
How nice is the apartment?
It doesn't look like it's that. I mean, I'm assuming it's dirt because man has no credit score.
I mean, just because she leaves her husband doesn't mean you have to be with her.
I think he's gonna be homeless.
I mean, once you're in, you have like squatter's rights. Like, it's not very easy to just kick someone out for no reason.
No, I think it depends.
Like, if he signed a lease and moved in, like, pretty tough to kick him out because he won't sleep with the property.
Yeah, he's got no credit anyway.
Then she's gonna become like a sex criminal, I guess. Like, it's no good. He has leverage here.
Someone said, apply for Section 8 and hold out as long as you can.
Like, he was a vulnerable person that was on the verge of being homeless, and she took advantage of him. So I think that she doesn't look good in this situation.
I think he should find different lodging because it's over for him. But you know, squatter's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
He should have given her the Kyle treatment.
Oh, okay. But then he wouldn't have got the apartment, maybe.
Maybe a little higher than Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
But not blow your mind. Like, you can't stigmatize someone. You just have to, like, bare minimum.
Hmm.
I feel like we've given very conflicting advice today.
Listen, That's why we do Oops All Anonymous. That's why the messengers listen.
This has been a lot.
None of us are psychologists, okay?
No, we're not qualified professionals. We just like mess. And I think that's fine.
Yeah, and I think that's it.
Yeah, Rob, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I mean, it's always fun to hear what the messengers are up to. I learned a lot.
Me too. Especially
I think we all learned a lot.
Yeah.
I love it. Yes. Thank you, Rob. Really, we so appreciate it. If people don't know about Rob has a podcast, could you like tell them a little bit?
Yeah, we've got all sorts of reality shows going on right now. Lots of stuff besides the norm of Survivor and Big Brother going on over at robhasawebsite.com.
Thank you.
Amazing. Check it out.
Yeah, check it out. Lots of messy things. All right, coming up. Go check it all out. And Kirsten, where can the people find you?
Yeah, so you can follow me everywhere at Kirsten Said What, including twitch.tv/Kirsten Said What. I am going to be guesting on the 90 Day Fiance Happily Ever After, the Tell All No Limits part Whoa. 2 this week with Puya over on the Hot Mess Express, which will be very fun. And BoJack Horsepod will be back soon with more Tuca and Birdie coverage. Sasha, what about you?
Yeah, and as for me, I'll be here every week. Not next week, but I'll be here. And for everything else I'm up to, you can follow me on Twitter at funsize_04. And with that, make sure you're leaving us the 5-star reviews, 5-star only. That's all we allow. All right. Mm-hmm. Nothing else. So 5-star only, and order the merch. And thank you, everyone, for listening. Bye.